Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of 4 Day Weekends. Today, I'm excited to have Linda SK on, and we're going to go with the flow and talk about her spirit guides and all of the fun wooey things. Let me give you a bit of introduction on her. Linda went from being a burned out risk analyst to a life and family coach when she discovered human design as the key to living in alignment. And now she helps parents use this powerful tool to deeply understand their children, to break generational patterns, and guide them toward a life of fulfillment and authenticity. Welcome to the podcast, Linda.
Thank you, Donna. Excited to be here.
Yeah. When we met, I was like, she's talking about human design and about like college age children. My daughter just graduated from college last week, and I felt like we had some synergies, but I'd love to hear about your story and how you got started. Obviously, you were doing something completely different. And, you know, how the discovery of human design, the alignment of where your business and your life and how your purpose has come about.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try to make it as succinct as possible. So what I do believe and know is that those of us who are on this particular path of helping raise awareness and be part of the ascension of humanity to those fourth and fifth dimensions, I believe in my heart that we signed up for that intentionally. This is our job. This is our job to play whatever role we're being called to play to aid in that ascension. We're all working towards unconditional love, and that's really just the goal. So I was a risk analyst for a life insurance company for many years. I was living in a cubicle auditing digital files all day with no meaningful human interaction, and it was soul crushing, to say the least. And I was on multiple medications for anxiety, and I still was shaking all the time. The medication was not doing anything, and my husband actually thought I needed to have a brain scan because I was out of whack. And I remember my doctor saying, "You're going to have a heart attack if we don't get this under control." But I didn't know what else to do. My paycheck was helping sustain us. I couldn't leave my job. It was a miserable existence. But then 7 years ago, I got tapped on the shoulder by the wand of the awakening fairy, and I was released from that job. So I was laid off. And initially we feel that panic and that fear of, oh my God, what am I going to do? And this was way before I had discovered coaching. I didn't know any universal laws. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff that I've been chasing down different rabbit holes. It's very interesting to look back and that version of myself. But what was really interesting is I started looking for another job, and then I just realized I can't go back to that existence. I finally felt relief. And so I basically surrendered to God, angels, universe, source, and said, okay, what's my path? What's next for me? Because clearly that's not my path, honey. And so just following the lily pads and following the things that were really lighting me up inside, my gut and my heart were telling me to just do this, just take this chance. It made no logical sense to me or anybody else, but I have no way to explain it other than to just say I knew in my soul that if I didn't do X, whatever, I would regret it for the rest of my life. So going down that path, fast forward a year or so, and really getting immersed in personal development and taking different next level programs, and then getting into neuroscience and the quantum physics of it, it blew everything wide open. But then my business started to stagnate, and I was really confused because I was like, if this is my path, what's happening? Why is everything drying up? And it was very confusing. So to get to the point of the realization that we have a role to play and how powerful that is, I reached out to a friend of mine who was a medium and an intuitive. And I said, can you help me? I'd like to have a session and figure out what is the resistance that I'm practicing in my energetic vibration that is causing this. Mm-hmm. And so it went, I asked a question, and basically after a few questions, she was channeling five spirit guides and galactics and an archangel. And they asked me, so I say they, because I don't know who was coming through at the moment, but they asked me, are
your
you
team.
Still yeah, the team. They asked me if I was still private coaching. And I said, no, because I had gotten into being a trainer for somebody else's program. And so I was promoting that, and it had done wonders for me. So I fully believed in this 6-month transformational journey. And I was absolutely just confident and had so much conviction about sharing this with other people, and had run a cohort of 12 people before and wanted to run another one. And so I said, no, I'm not private coaching. They asked me, why not? I said, this is easier to run people through a cohort, right? And have weekly Q&A calls and support calls. And I wasn't actually doing the heavy lifting. Right. And they told me, when your soul found out this was the time of ascension for humanity, you begged to be here. You begged to be a part of this. And it's funny because every time I tell that story, I get full chills. Yeah. So when my soul found out, and tying back to what I said at the beginning, our souls all wanted to be a part of this process of supporting humanity through that ascension. It was really interesting because at the time I was like, what are you talking about? What ascension? And so they just told me, you didn't come here to sit in somebody else's backseat or stand in someone else's shadow. Mm. And that made so much sense to me. I realized in that moment that I was playing small by hiding behind somebody else's program. Yeah. And that's not to belittle the program, because I fully believe in it. And it gave me the springboard to change my own life. That's not why I was here.
You don't want to hide on the springboard. Sometimes it feels comfortable on the springboard.
Yeah. So they said, you need to put your big girl pants on and get back out front and do the work you came here to do, because we're going to open up the whole world for you. This is going to be a ride like you can't imagine. So hold on to your seat. And then the last thing they said was, this is not going to be what you think it is. So what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. Get back out front and do the work you came here to do. So I just kept sitting in this curious place of, what's next? Who's next? What am I ready for now? And it was really interesting to see how the right teachers, the right information, the right wisdom was showing up at the right time. I have to keep reminding myself not to get too attached to what I think this is going to be and what I think this should look like.
You've been forewarned.
Yeah. And I think that's such a really good reminder for everybody who's in this space, who's in the space of coaching, and like, we're being called to show up and do the work that we're here to do. But we, in our little human minds, can't possibly know what that beauty really looks like. For example, I thought, oh, I'm supposed to be doing one-on-one coaching. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm just supposed to be sharing my wisdom on grand stages around the world and just giving the information. Like, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. So I just go with it. But getting really to be specific about human design, before I discovered human design, which is really cool, I was just living in flow. I was traveling the world. And yes, the world did open up for me. And it was crazy, the opportunities and the circumstances that were showing up in my life, to where I just kept saying yes. And I'd never experienced world travel before. So I was like going all over the world and experiencing these amazing things. And I was sharing my story, sharing my heart in social media. And people were just showing up, like reaching out and saying they wanted to work with me. It was just beautiful. And then I got into the old paradigm. You have to have a website. You have to have funnels. You have to have the marketing. You have to have all the things, right? And the lead magnets. I got wrapped up in that and everything stopped. Like, okay, I felt so awful. And my business was just dried up. And I had a very simple conversation with a friend who is a coach. And she said, Linda, what were you doing when things were good? When everything was flowing? And so I just thought about it. And so I got back into that. And then I discovered human design. And then I discovered I'm a generator, and all of the things made sense. Mm. So before I even knew what my design was or how important that was in my life and my business, I was already living that way in 2022 and 2023. And then I got off track and started getting into all the things. So then you and I found each other, and it's just been amazing connecting with other people who understand the importance of this work. And then I realized how powerful it could be to help parents tune into their kids, because we've been doing that with our kids and their human design, and they're so different. So we've learned that we have to parent them differently. We have to speak to them differently. And it's really powerful. That's the space that I'm in right now, is really wanting to reconnect families and restore that the peace and harmony and love and support and trust and nurturing. And it's been really beautiful.
Yeah, it's such an interesting story. And I guess the fact that it's just not that many years, right? It feels like you had a whirlwind of hello. And then zoom, you took off on a ride. You didn't have your human design read for you. At the time, you sound like you talked with somebody else who was channeling or tapping into your guides, is what it sounded like, right? When you got all that information from your spirit guides, galactic beings, whoever. Mm-hmm. And then later you found it, which is interesting, but not the same with me. Mine was a slow and steady wins the race. I feel like I've been doing this stuff for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I have been, but at the same time, unbeknownst to me, again, I was also, as a projector, was living a projector life business for most of my life. There was a brief years in corporate when I was like, I can't do this for very much longer. I need my own business. I need to do my own thing. And
yeah,
already looking for alternatives and doing things, and knew that was not going to be the way, but had set my business up because I didn't find out about human design until 2023, maybe. And it was like, oh, like you said, so many things made sense.
Yeah.
When you recognized why you do what you do, or why you feel the way you do, why you react the way you do. I don't like to put myself in a box because I think there's other things too. I'm not 100% everything that this says on this paper, but I feel like it was the answer to many of my questions so much that I can't ignore it. Like you, it was like, whoa, this really says so much and helped me see why I wasn't able to work these long days and do all the other things that maybe I could do it when I was younger because I had the energy. I never really wanted to do that. I always wanted to have a freedom-based business, right? Where I could just work from wherever. I didn't work that much. I always went for the leverage programs, like you said, less group programs, courses, right from the get-go, because I thought, I know people who have one-on-one clients. They work all day, every day, lots of people. And I was like, I don't think I want that. And again, everybody's different. All of our designs are different. So I think it's really cool because human design seems to be very much the trend right now, and though it's been around for a while. And I don't know tons about it. And I don't, and you're not like certified or anything either, right? So we're just using
it. Yeah, just playing with it, but I found it super useful to learn how to interact in a more productive and healthy way with other human beings, especially those in our family. And one of the things I know that your primary vibe of tribe, if you will, is manifestors or generators and manifesting generators.
Yeah. I think. So, I feel like those are the ones I can really help because the other ones won't listen to me.
Yeah, sure. That's fine, right?
Exactly.
But one of the things that made so much sense to me when I was learning about my human design is when I got into the energy of trying to get all of those things in place. And it was from the energy of chasing clients. And that just has never worked for me. I've never actually had a single sales call because people just resonate with my energy and my heart and my story. And they just believe that I can help them. And that was the beauty of it. Just realizing that I'm supposed to just be a guide, show people that I've done the trial and error and I know now what works and what doesn't. When I wrote to you and said, I'm in the messy middle and I'm okay admitting that. This has been such an incredible journey. And when I start to sit in the energy of, I have to create this perfect program now so I can launch it.
Yeah.
No, Linda, that has never worked for you. You launch first, you announce first, then you build. I just wanted to share that with everybody right now is that I have this amazing vision of being able to help people, help parents and help their kids and bring that connection and harmony back. I don't have it all figured out. And my best programs were ones where I just said, this is the date. I'm launching this. Who wants to come along for the ride? And honestly, like a lot of times, I didn't know what I was going to talk about until the morning of the call.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody could do that, but
let it flow. And I was like,
so tapped in.
You're the most beautiful programs. So that's where I am right now. And just wanting to bring people in and show them what this is all about and offer half price for now, 6-week program, because that's really what I want to do. And that's really on my heart, but it's going
to
be
so intuitive. You're able to go, okay, what do these people need to hear today?
That creation of what do you need? what more do you need in this program for me? What kind of support? So they'll get a transformation in the 6 weeks for sure, but it's going to be a beautiful co-creation, because then I can take that to market with testimonials and knowing that it's serving people at the highest level. So
when you were traveling all around speaking, that was about the families, or that was something that was just your story of how you awakened?
Well, it was interesting because world travel has always been on my heart. It's always been in my soul of desiring to go to beautiful exotic places.
How did you do this?
That was funny because I started to get that question a lot. Like, how are you doing this? Why are you traveling all over the world without your family? And how are you getting the money to do all these things? It's just really making people seize. I remember one friend telling me she thought that I had separated from my husband because I was traveling all these exotic places
alone.
But then he was home with the kids. But what I realized was when we let go of the resistance. And the guides had told me before I ever had any opportunity to travel, they said, we're going to open up the whole world for you. And I didn't know what that meant. Opportunities started showing up, and they weren't speaking engagements. Like, I didn't have my first overseas speaking engagement until Paris of last year, where I was invited to speak at a women's empowerment summit. And of course I said yes, because on my heart, wanting to be a global speaker, right? So I went and did that, and it was fascinating. But what's really interesting, Donna, is the travel itself was necessary so I could prove to myself that I wasn't afraid to travel. And that was a big thing for me. I would love to go to Europe, or I would love to go to Croatia and Iceland and whatever, but it was terrifying because I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Like, people speak English there. Are there signs in English? Like, how is that going to play out? And so anyway, it just, without getting too much into the detail, it was the beautiful experiences, like my best friend going with me, got me more comfortable. So by the time I got an invitation to go to Paris, this was going to be a solo trip for me. I had the confidence that I could do it and that I could do this by myself. And I said, yes. If I hadn't had all of those other experiences up till then, I really feel like the fear would have kept me paralyzed and I would have said no to that opportunity.
I love that you said earlier when we first started talking that you followed the lily pads, and it feels like your guides give you the lily pads you need to take you, instead of just going from here to here, you had to go on the block a few times and then you got there. But they know, and they can see, and they can feel, and all of that. It's trusting that this is the next step. This is the next step. I love that the fact that you just closed your eyes and took steps. I don't really know where we're going, but I'm going.
You just jump off the ledge and then build your wings on the way down.
I love the fact that you had these opportunities that was tied into your business that helped you either get there or gave you money, or you were meeting clients or whatever you were doing. You said you weren't doing a lot of speaking, but we just have to open ourselves up, just like your guides were like, hey, we're opening the world for you. I'm going to talk to my guides and say, would you please open the world for me? Because I want what it has.
I remember having a Reiki session with my Reiki master. I don't even remember how many years ago now. It was certainly before any of this happened. And she told me with this kind of crooked smile that she had a vision. She saw a future version of me speaking in front of large groups of people. I was like, no, that's not me. I'll speak in front of large groups of people. And I was like, maybe 30 people at a networking event or something like that. That's as big as I could possibly fathom at the time. And so we're chatting after my session and everything. And then I said, you know how you said you saw me speaking in front of large groups of people? Like, how large? And it was like, she sat back and she just smiled and she said, stadiums full.
Oh,
wow. Oh, and I get the chills when I say it. How powerful is that? So you just don't know what is in line for you and why we're here and what we're supposed to do. When prospective clients, they want to know, how do you do it? How did you do it? And everybody's different, and we're all practicing different levels of resistance. We have different experiences in our past that creates fear, that creates worry or anger, anxiety or resentment or whatever. It really is about being able to release the resistance of allowing those experiences to show up for you. And we have to let go of the how. The how is none of our business. It's not our job to figure out how we're going to get there. It's just a matter of, you set the goal, you find out what's in your heart, and then you let it go.
Yeah.
And then you take the inspired action when things show up. So tying back to human design, and as a generator, I'm meant to respond to opportunities. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just sit on my sofa and eat bonbons and wait for someone to knock on my door. It's not what
hello, it is, can you right? please come to England?
You show up and you shine your light and you just keep going out and just engaging and showing who you are and sharing your story. And then opportunities present themselves and you will see if it's aligned and you say, yes, that's what I do.
It sounds so simple when you say it. It's not always that easy, but it is a simple thing. If you trust and follow and go with that flow, I know that's a easy way to say go with the flow, but if we think about it, that is really what we're supposed to do and not just sit around and wait, like you said. And I, as waiting for the invitation is my thing, it's a little bit different, but that doesn't mean that I just sit here.
Right. But you also don't get in the bucking and struggling and effort and swimming upstream. And you want to be in that beautiful energy of just
sharing,
showing up, however,
showing up and sharing. I think that's the thing. And as we are moving into this new way of doing business, because believe me, I have been in all the funnels, webinars. I had for 2 years a webinar funnel set up where I just took sales call after sales call after sales call. Mm-hmm. It was exciting at the beginning. Yeah. I'm putting people into this $4,000 program. And so it was great. But after a while, I was like, it wasn't to my design because I was constantly answering questions and doing a whole bunch of phone calls. And it was really hard. Now we're talking about the way to do what I'm calling New Earth entrepreneurship. Like, how can we show up? We're seeing people leaving social media and it's just not what it was back in the day. How can we have people reach out to us and just by sharing, by being authentic, by showing up,
by being okay, being messy.
Yeah.
Like people don't want perfection. They want to know.
Authentic, right?
Yeah, that we're still figuring it out. We don't ever get it done and that's okay. But I feel we just need to be like one or two steps ahead of our prospective clients to show them we've done it.
I love that you said that. I have this beautiful deck of cards. It's like my daily draw.
And oh, yes, yes.
There is a card I have to find. It's called One Step Ahead, which I pull quite often. Mm-hmm. And it is exactly that. And I know when I was working and percolating on this business, I knew it was time to let go of my courses. And then I spent December and January and February and even into March doing all the things, but I don't have all the answers. I don't know what it's like to run a new earth business. I have some of the components and I started, well, maybe I have to go do something else, get certified in this, or maybe I should be human design certified. I started looking outside and my guys were like, no, you have everything you need right now. You are steps ahead than a lot of people. Yeah, there are people ahead of me, but like you said, I'm in this messy middle of like, hey, my story is I did all the traditional things. I did the bro marketing and the webinars and the funnels and the ads. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do that. Right. And now how can I help you move from that into a way that feels more aligned and more authentic and trusting your intuition and the things that I'm doing that I wasn't recognizing fully that I was doing.
I think it's important to recognize we see that type of marketing isn't where the new era is going. It's not the new earth. And people have gotten very distrustful of sales and they need to believe who we are.
Yeah.
They need to be in our world for some time, sometimes to get that trust and that faith and that belief that we can help them.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because when I share my story in slides, when I do presentations or masterclasses or things like that, mm-hmm. I share a picture of a river and it's a toxic dump, basically. It has beat up shopping cart. It has boulders and old tires are thrown in there and it's just stagnant. There's no flow of water moving. It's all of this garbage in there. And that's really what my life was like. I was in reactionary mode. I wasn't living in flow. I was just responding to the next fire or whatever was happening. And I had created that from my own energy. And then I show another picture. This is what my life is like now. And it's a beautiful flowing river. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't challenges, there aren't boulders in the way. But when you learn to live in flow, when you encounter a challenge, we have to learn how to address it, not attack, right? Address. So the water just finds a way to go around and it just continues. And sometimes it'll be going down the river and you think that's your path. And all of a sudden you know, you hit a riverbank and it's some people want to get out of the boat and hack their way through the riverbank because they think that's where their path is supposed to go.
Right.
When you just relax and surrender to there might be another way, you can go with the bend. And I guarantee you there's always something so much more beautiful around the corner than you could have imagined when you just let your life. And this
it's
is not
hard
apathy.
For a lot of people to. It's easier for someone to come in and say, here's the blueprint to your six-figure business. That's the world I've been living in for 10 years or whatever. And so I just follow this. I just go here and all I have to do is plug and play. That way of just show me, like I was already, just tell me how you did that. That's right. We're always about show me the way. There is that. And it's a little bit of like scary fear of this is the way I've been getting clients. This is the way I've been running my business. This is the way I've been used to doing everything, right? And it is new and we are showing up in new ways and we are the pioneers, right? Who are forging new ways. And and there is that leap in the net will appear the thing in many ways. And I think it's being able to trust your guides, yourself, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, to go, hey, this is feels better to me than this way. So I'm gonna go this way, right? Mm-hmm. Let me move in that direction. So I love all of the things you're doing. I love your journey of starting with this and then moving this. And now you're moving, doing with families. And I feel soon you'll be out there maybe speaking at university or schools or some kind of educator conference. Who knows what you'll be? I'm just throwing that out there, but you never know.
No, right. But that's the mission. How can I get in front of people who are in this situation of trying to figure out what their kid is going to do and what the path is? And even just most recently, understanding that our brains are not fully developed to make those kinds of decisions. And the prefrontal cortex doesn't get developed until we're about age 25. When you're forcing a child to make these life-altering decisions at 18, it's like giving a toddler a roadmap and telling them to drive cross country.
Get in the car and go to the store and pick up some
milk. It's just setting them up for disaster and anxiety and depression and failing out of school and not knowing who they are and being confused and just this cycle. But it's crazy. Even kids that are graduating from college at 20 still
just
don't
22.
Have a fully developed brain.
They're still 22. I'm like, I got my twins and they're still changing their minds and doing things.
Yeah, of course. And most adults, you'll ask them, are you doing something professionally that aligns with your college degree and what you went to school for? And most people will say no, because they're making a choice from a place of being forced into that path, or I'm doing this because this is what my parents think I should do, instead of really tuning into who they are and how they learn and what they love to do. And that's where I really want to turn things on their head. And I'm not trying to reform the whole school system, but I want to educate people on your kid may need some support until I want to just add really quickly, because it's so important with our daughter, her nervous system, not maintaining, regulating. Mm. If I say something that triggers her into that survival mode again, whether it's big or small, it's about really understanding that we have got to regulate the nervous system first. And just remember that they're being triggered because of all the years of society and parenting. It's just like all this old triggering stuff that we have to manage.
I have to be like, it's their path. I can't walk it for them. I can only support them.
This was so fun. Thank you so much for the invitation.
How they can get in touch with you if they want to get more information or whatever they need to do to book a call with you to talk about how that.
Yeah. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on Facebook. I share a lot of my story and a lot of epiphanies and things that help resonate with others. So you can easily find me, Linda SK, on Facebook. You can easily find me on LinkedIn. I think you have the link for that.
Yeah, we'll get the link.
If someone wants to email me, it's linda@lindask.com.
Sounds fabulous. All right, Linda, thank you so much. I know we could talk forever.
I know, right? Always. Thanks, Donna. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.